Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to August. I am so thankful to see another day, to actually see another month. I'm really, really excited about how each day has continued to bring forth something new. Sometimes I'm not so happy about some of the new things that are coming, but in the end, once I sit back and calm myself, I look and I see that all things have a great purpose. So for those of you who do not know me, I'm your host of the show. My name is Pam Price. I'm the CEO with LM Foundation and also the executive director for the show. So welcome, welcome. Hey, family, if you have a prayer request, please feel free to call in 914-219-0892. Or if you want to send us an email, we do have certified counselors who are on staff who will be able to help you and just kind of walk you through some of the things that you're going through. And you can email us at info@thelmfoundation.org. Again, that's info@thelmfoundation.org. So today I just want to continue to uplift you as we are all going through these things. You know, COVID is just going through, it's just continued to ravage through our country. In the South, we have the hurricane, and there's just so many uncertain things right now, and these times are just so uncertain. But I just wanted to come to you this morning and a few times and just really, truly uplift you and just to let you know that everything's going to work itself out. It may not look that way right now, but it truly will turn itself around. Just hold on to the course. Do things that are going to just uplift your family right now, because we know there's so many things that are happening that we're continuously watching the television, we're continuously listening to the news, reading the news on social media. I just want to encourage you to take a break. Step back from all those things which are going on. Just step back from all the news and all the social media stuff, and just spend time with your family. Have fun. Spend time with yourself. Because there's just some times where we just need a minute. And in that minute, it will rejuvenate you if you are the head of your family, or if you just are working so many hours, because there's still a lot of people who are working from home. Please, please, please find time for you. Find time to uplift yourself. Find time to rejuvenate yourself, so you can really enjoy your family, so you can really enjoy the time that you have to yourself. Or I've shared many times that during the COVID, the shut-in, the shutdown, that this time we found that there are so many entrepreneurs that have come out. You may be looking to start a business. You may be looking to begin an exercise program. There's so many things during this time that it may not look good on the outside, but on the inside, you have so much time to do the things that you want to do. So I just want to encourage you through this time and let you know, trust me, I've been through some really, really tough times myself and so with my family. And I had to find a place with it. I had to learn to stay the course and just turn myself to find a quiet time and begin to read and empower myself and pray and continue to pray. And what I found that also helps during this time is to give back to someone who has a stronger need than yourself. And that just takes a lot away from you because you're turning around and helping someone else. I know times are hard for everyone, but even just a quick smile or just knocking on your neighbor's door and just saying, hey, can I help you with something? Can I run to the store? So these are just some quick tools I just want to share. And also, I am going to pray for you because our country is just going through so many things. And, you know, with unemployment and COVID and some folks not returning to work, some folks working from home too much, the discussions of school, our children returning to school. We have so many things which are on our shoulders, and I just want to pray with you. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you this day. We thank you. We thank you so much for giving us a new day. We thank you for watching over us through the night. We thank you for watching our family while they slept through the night. We thank you that you've given us a brand new month to start, Lord. And we just want to continue to look to you for guidance and wisdom and hope. And Lord, we continue to ask that you touch our hearts and touch our minds, remove the worries in which we are going through right now and the concerns, because your word tells us that you hear everything that's within our tears that we cry out to you. So, Lord, we're asking that you have grace and mercy upon us, but continue to hear what's in our hearts and what's in our minds and catch our tears, Lord. We thank you. Lord, there are so many families who have lost loved ones, who have loved ones who are ill. We ask that you touch the family members who are struggling through this time with loved ones who that they've lost or loved ones who are sick and they cannot get to, Lord. We just ask that you continue to hold them and comfort the family, Lord, as they go through this. Lord, there are families who are struggling to figure out how they're going to make their ends meet, how they're going to feed their family, pay their mortgage, pay their bills, Lord. We know that you are El Shaddai. We know that you are the provider, the only provider, Lord. And I ask, we come to you today and ask that you make a way for these families who are struggling, who have in need of things, Lord. We ask that you continue to open the door for these families and pour out a blessing so that they can continue to provide for their families, Lord. We know that you are able. We know that you have made a way for us, Lord, and we continue to praise your name. We continue to uplift you. We continue to give thanks for the things that you've done for us in our lives. We continue to give thanks that you have saved us, Lord. And Lord, I want to continue to thank you for allowing Unheard Voices to be a platform so to reach so many people who are in need, Lord. I am so thankful that you've given Elam Foundation the resources and the tools to continue to provide for the community. And in Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Family, continue to be encouraged. Continue to uplift yourself. And Lord, we just continue to thank you. Thank you. Family, if you or someone that you know are in need of prayer, as I mentioned, please reach out to us. We have certified counselors, which are on our staff, and we will be able to get in touch with you. If you are in need and if Ellen Foundation is able to help you, please reach out to us. Visit our website and fill out the contact me form, and we'll see if we are able to help you in this time of need. And if we are not, we will be able to provide resource information of organizations within your community that will be able to help you. We want to bless you. Continue to stay focused. Continue to stay safe. Have a great month. Have a great day. Have a great week. In Jesus' name, God bless you. We'll chat with you soon. Bye now.